It is time for Kaleidoscope, and it's the last Monday of the month, and we get to say good morning to Sheriff Jason Purrington. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and you?
Doing well. We appreciate you taking time out.
Absolutely.
Kind of a busy week here, especially for kids.
Yeah, well, you know, that one day is coming here at the end of the week that kids look forward to every year.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I think it might be a little cooler. I haven't even looked at the outlook, but looks like it might be a little cooler.
Fall in the air, but no snow.
But no snow. I don't think I've seen any rain in the forecast.
Yeah, no.
Maybe
should
later
be done by then.
So hopefully they can get their, their trick-or-treating in without too much pain, so
yes,
to speak. So it's all good.
But it's a good time to kind of bring up, if you're out driving around, there's lots of little kids running around town.
Like I said, that's a busy night. So Halloween, and not to start this out with a, kind of a dark comment, but twice as many kids are killed as pedestrians by cars on Halloween than any other day of the year.
Wow.
Which, would kind of make sense because
there's a lot more kids out.
A lot more kids out running around. So,
but they're also not paying attention.
Right, exactly. And that's, hopefully by the conversation we have today, hopefully we can, assist with that.
Yes.
So obviously we want everybody to have a great Halloween, but we certainly want to do it without anybody getting hurt. We want everybody to have a good time and go home with plenty of candy and enjoy themselves.
And share with your parents.
Right, share with your parents. And like anything else, I'm sure some of that candy disappears elsewhere.
Right, yeah,
I used to bring candy to work when we got so much candy that it was like, all right, that's enough.
But yeah.
So let's just hit a few things, for the parents out there with the kids that are out. I'm sure everybody's probably got a costume ready to go.
Or hard at work.
Or hard at work
touches,
at it.
Yeah.
So, but one of the tips, be visible. Obviously, light colored clothing or costumes provide the best visibility. But if not, if there's a way you can attach something visible, something reflective, tape or something on that onto the costume somewhere, just so it gets a little darker earlier now.
Right.
So obviously, if there was something on there that when the headlights are coming down the street, it picks up that flash of visibility. So glow sticks, flashlights, anything you can do to increase your visibility to everybody else that's out on Halloween night. When it comes to crossing the street, and especially for the motorists, this one I kind of stress a lot, you got to be very careful going down the residential streets, because obviously you have cars parked on the street from the people that live in the residential area, plus the people that are focused on stopping at this house or that house or just the block, to let their kids out. You just got to be very aware that kids are out there having a good time. They don't think about where to cross, and they don't always think about stop, look, then go. It's dart across the street because you see a light on and candy's on your mind.
Yep.
Right.
The last thing they're thinking about is going down to the corner and the crosswalk.
Exactly. So obviously when you're out driving, just be very careful. Be very vigilant. Don't be racing through the neighborhoods and, I got to get here, got to get there. Let's, make it a safe night, but be aware of the kids that could potentially do that. The kids are little and they could walk right out between two cars. You'd probably never even see them just because of the size of some of the kids. So be vigilant on that. Take your time. Go from there. Parents, obviously, when you're out with your kids, try and have
corral them in,
control them as much as you can,
And
like I said, it's a fun night. Everybody enjoys the night, but we just want to make sure it's a safe night for the people that are at home. I think the common rule is, if you want kids to come to your door, make sure your outside light is on. That's kind of the key.
Just to let everybody know that you've got candy.
You got candy and you're willing to share. If you're going to do that, make sure your house is well lit, inside and out. Make sure that there's nothing that gets in the way of the kids walking up the sidewalk. You know, a lot of these costumes can be big. They can be bulky. Obviously, you'll want something that fits a little better, or something that's maybe not dragging on the ground, because now somebody's going to trip, somebody's going to step on it. If you can get away with face paint versus a face mask, obviously that is much better. You put a face mask on, and now you kind of lose some of your vision.
Right.
So anything we can do to just make things a little bit easier for the kids, make easier for the parents, for the people's houses that you're going to, obviously that's what we like to do. So.
Well, and we just, everything we can do to make it a safe night, we want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want people to enjoy it. Obviously, there's a lot of kids and even parents for that matter that live for this night, and just love Halloween. So we just want to make sure we can get through it without anybody getting hurt. Everybody's safe.
And
so.
Any more communities have all pretty much got designated hours,
they
too.
Do. So just to go through the list, Wyndham is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Storton's 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Jeffers is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mount Lake, 4 to 7. Westbrook is 4:30 to 8. So they're kind of
They're going a little later.
A little later. Plus at 4:30, they do some type of Halloween parade through town.
Ah, okay. To kind of kickstart it.
Yeah, to kind of kickstart it there. So those are the times. Obviously, maximize your candy gathering if that's what you choose to do. But
that also, it's good for the homeowners to know.
Absolutely.
But, after 7 o'clock, you really need to turn your lights off and
absolutely.
Call it a night.
Yep. And by 7 o'clock anymore, it's dark.
Yeah, very dark. It just has hit in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Where
just like
it seemed like it just all of a sudden really did get dark.
It really
quick.
Gets dark. And now if I remember, is this weekend daylight savings time?
I believe that's right.
So now you're going to push it back an hour. So when it's dark at 6, it's going to be dark at 5.
We're heading into the season.
We're heading into that
it's
season.
That time.
So, like I said, enjoy, have a great time, just be safe. And then quite honestly, being it's a Friday night, I'm sure there may be some adult Halloween parties to go to. There again, be safe, designate a driver, arrange somebody to pick you up. If there's a sober cab or a friend or whoever, obviously that's make good decisions there. Just want everybody
to
be safe.
It's so easy to have a great night, but it also is real easy for your life to change.
It's really easy to ruin your night too.
Yeah,
and it's decisions. It's
right.
Decisions have consequences. So obviously, we want to make good decisions. So let's just shoot for that and. We'll
and
be fine.
There we go.
So,
all right, Sheriff, anything else we need to add this morning?
No, I think we're good. Thank you for your time.
You bet. And want to wish everybody a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And be safe.
Yes.
Sheriff Jason Burrington with the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Department. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.